This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about some neat things that are going to be happening in Tecumseh with the Tecumseh Players as they're presenting once again their one-act plays coming up. I'd like to welcome into the program to talk a little bit more about that, Joyce Lancaster. Joyce, it's so good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you, Dale. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here with us. And, of course, Jeff DeCenzo, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Dale. Glad to be here.
Now, Joyce, tell us that the fact that this is, what, year number one for the Tecumseh Players doing this?
This is the third year, and this is the first show of the season.
Yeah. So the first one that's going to be coming up here real soon. And these, kind of tell us a little bit about these, are just one-act plays, correct?
They're one-act plays, typically under an hour. The one that I am doing is something that I actually created and mostly wrote and directed. And it's a show that basically I did for kids. I have four kids of my own that I raised in three different decades.
Yeah.
And I have four grandchildren now, six and under. And I know it's hard to find things that families can do together that are fun and free, and I made sure it was a half an hour long, so if people need to go, they can go. But we also added an extra half an hour of singing and dancing if you want to stay.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And I think that's where you come in, right, Jeff?
That's right. Yeah, I play the piano for the show, and the easy thing about this show is these are songs that even I grew up with.
Yeah.
These are kids' songs, and kind of like Mamma Mia was a movie written around ABBA's songs.
Yeah.
This is a musical play written around The Wheels on the Bus and Farmer in the Dell and You Are My Sunshine, so we have a lot of fun with it. And there aren't kids in the cast, per se.
We have one.
But we have, yeah.
Well, and then.
Yes.
The walk-on.
And then there's me.
Well, yeah.
And the big kid.
So we're having a blast. And I'm relatively new to the Tecumseh Players, but not only learning about the group, but, you know, Adams Park, great venue next to the police station across from the post office. It's a great park. We were there practicing Monday. It's shady. It's that dappled sunlight, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And people can come and, you know, bring a chair if they want, or a blanket, or, you know, just hang out.
Yeah, Joyce, what is the name of this particular show then?
It's called Meet the Cadoodles.
All right, good deal.
The cadoodle name came from the fact that we use kazoos, and I thought kazoodle, and then I thought wackadoodle, and then I thought, let's go with cadoodle.
Cadoodles, yeah. So this is a totally what you wrote up, right, Joyce?
Totally original. I let some of the characters create their own scenes, and they went crazy with it, but that's all good. Yeah. It's all good. It's just a little short musical, good way to introduce kids to theater. I hope people come because my cast has put so much into this we're having a blast, so please come and join us.
So this is going to be when and what time?
It is next Wednesday, or June 11th, at 7 o'clock. 7 to 7:30 is the show. 7:30 is the dance singing part. A lot of that is because I have so many talented people. We couldn't squeeze all the songs they wanted to do in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little spillover, so they get to shine a little bit more afterwards.
But you know what? With it aimed at kids, that's a great time because of the fact that, you know, they can sit through the and have fun with the actual play. And then if they are
antsy,
still antsy, you know, that's a good way to kind of get some of that energy out of them so that Mom and Dad can go and say, hey, it's time for bed, and they'll go to bed, hopefully, huh?
Yeah. You know, the way the park is laid out, there's no distance, really, between the audience and the musical going on.
Right.
So, you know, if kids are kind of fast, and I know some kids that between 2 and 7 could be fascinated with music or people singing, and they want to be right up in front, and we're going to try to sing right to them, you know?
There you go,
Actually, we're going to get out right out in the audience a couple times.
Oh, nice. Nice, yeah. Well, I mean, then they'll feel engaged that way too, Joyce.
That's what we're aiming for, so.
Yeah, good deal. All right, so this is going to be Wednesday, June 11th at 7 o'clock. And again, it's going to be at Adams Park there on East Chicago Boulevard, right next to the police station, right across from the post office there. Not hard to find at all. So come one, come all. Now, is there admission to this?
No, it's absolutely free.
Free. That's the magic word, huh?
Absolutely. I tried to get some food trucks there, but I wasn't able to. So eat something before you come.
There you go. You know, maybe they can bring maybe some... some snacks or something.
I don't think there's any restrictions on that. Yeah. So, yes, this is the world premiere of Meet the Cadoodles, and it's just first class all the way. Just bring your own chair.
And until Joy said it, I hadn't really thought of this being a great way to introduce kids to live theater and live musicals.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, I'm kind of relatively new to the theater world, and what I found, especially with this group, and it starts right from Joyce and some of the other leaders, is that you never hear anybody say no.
Yeah.
Joyce will say, why don't we do this? And nobody says, no. Everybody says, oh, yeah, sure, we can do that.
They are a great group.
We kind of go on the fly. And the last thing I'd throw in is that one of the members of the cast is a live dog. So we never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, sure, yes.
He is the star.
All right. Good deal. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. So, mom and dads, make sure you have Wednesday, June 11th at 7 o'clock on your calendar. Now, let's also put on the calendar the upcoming one-act plays that are going to be happening then, Joyce.
Okay.
We've got the one that's coming up on July 23rd?
Yes. That one is directed by Josh Smith, and it's called Too Many Detectives at the Murder Mansion. And the premise of this is that there's a murder and all of the suspects are superheroes that you're familiar with.
Okay.
Or detectives, actually, like Miss Marple or, you know.
Right.
And then I Quit is in August. That's directed by Nikki
Easter. You Quit?
Yeah, I'm leaving. You're in charge. And that's just funny ways you can quit your job.
Yeah. I just want to clarify, that's the name of the play.
That's the name of the
play. I Quit.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's going to be on?
That's Wednesday, August 13th. They're all on Wednesdays. We call them one-act Wednesdays.
Sure.
And again, it's the Tecumseh Players, and we would love to see you there. I should mention that my show is sponsored by Lancaster Insurance.
Very good. Absolutely. And it's nice to have that collaboration, too. So it's wonderful. And this is a great way to be able to get outside, to enjoy the summer weather, and to enjoy some great entertainment at the same time. And like you said, Joyce, it's free. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, very affordable for a lot of people. All you have to do is just come and enjoy, too.
If it rains, we will be inside the TCA.
Okay. So keep that in mind, depending on the forecast for each of those dates.
Right now, the forecast looks mid-70s.
Okay.
0% chance of rain.
Us.
Yeah.
For the first show that we're talking about, right? Meet the Cadoodles,
I did want to add one more thing.
Sure.
When we had auditions for this show, I had no idea what this was going to be. I said at the least it'll be a sing-along, and at the best it will be the next, what did I say?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. Which one is it more like, Jeff?
It's kind of like... kind of like Saturday Night Live for little kids. How about that?
So anyway, the show has evolved. Once I knew who my cast was, got to know them a little bit better, I started writing for them.
Okay.
Like I said, a couple of the groups wrote their own stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's a work in progress, and it's going to be... I don't know.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be fun.
Yes. It's going to be good, and it's going to be fun. And it's going to be, like you said, for the first show, a great way to introduce children to the theater and seeing a play being enacted out, and then also having a little bit of fun afterwards with having the sing-alongs to be added after the show, too. So, this is going to be great. Adams Park on East Chicago Boulevard. And anything about the upcoming shows that we haven't mentioned, Joyce? Come one, come all, huh?
Yeah, everybody's welcome. Everything is short. It's a one-act play, so you're not committed to your whole evening being there.
Right.
45 to an hour is about what they're running. Mine's a half an hour. Yeah. It's just fun. I mean, I think the other two both are comedies. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just a good free evening out. Bring a chair.
I would also encourage, as a relative newbie, I would encourage anybody who's interested in maybe trying out this Tecumseh Players is a great group. Contact us on Facebook. Great way to maybe dip your toes into that and see if you enjoy it. It's It might open up a new part of you.
There you go.
Well, personality.
Yeah, exactly.
And
but
we give great parties.
That's a plus. That's incentive right there, Joyce. Well, you know, much success on these shows that will be coming up. Again, Meet the Cadoodles, going to be this coming Wednesday, June 11th. And then we've got Too Many Detectives at the Murder Mansion. I love that. Wednesday, July 23rd, and I Quit, A Guide to Leaving Your Job in Style, on August the 13th. All the shows are at 7 o'clock, and just come out to have a great, great time. Thank you so much, and thanks for doing this, you know, providing this great, you know, local entertainment that we can go out and enjoy, too. So, Joyce Lancaster, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeff DeCenzo, thank you as well, my friend.
Thank you, Dale Gardner.
All right. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.